grab your phone, tablet, or whatever you listen on and get comfy, because here's another great episode of the Pop Zara Podcast. Enjoy it.
I will torment you for eternity.
Do your worst, Shang Tsung.
And now a taste of things to come.
Round one, fight!
It's the Pop Zara Podcast. It's your host, Nathan Evans, back once again to talk about numbers, talk about digits and analysts and all that stuff that means a lot to somebody. We're talking about NPD numbers once again. It's our monthly look at the NPD Group's video game estimates for retail and digital health. And once again, we have senior games editor at PopZara.com, none other than Corey Gallagher. Corey, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me yet again.
I know, it's such a special treat. It only happens once a month.
I love it.
It's like Christmas 12 times a year. Little note, this is our first NPD report after E3 2019. You can go back and listen to that podcast to have a little sandwich action. So this is the fun part, because this is the calm before the storm. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of storm. So let's get right into it. So, Corey, let's do it as we normally are wont to do and talk about the hardware, which is pretty much the same as it's been for the last few months.
Yep. So, hardware, it's the Switch. Everybody wants a Switch. They're buying Switches. Again, I mean, this is what happens when you have a console that releases a little bit down the line from the other ones. That one's going to sell pretty well because not everybody already has one.
What do you mean? I have three.
Of course. Of course you do.
Actually, I have two. But, I forget. How many do I have? I forget. You know, people actually have coined the term bathroom Switch. It's a thing.
That's pretty good. I mean, you can play Skyrim in the bathroom. It's great.
You can play Skyrim. You can play The Witcher, as we learned at E3 last week. The Witcher 3. You know what? Life is good. Switch was the best-selling console of the month once again, followed, no doubt, by the PlayStation 4, followed by Xbox, followed by whatever. Yep. The only thing I'll say in regards to E3 is you were very, very excited, and your tinglies were tingling, because Microsoft, and I'll be honest, surprised me by announcing new hardware. Well, sort of, kind of announced new hardware. Project Scarlet, is that it?
Project Scarlet's what it's called now. Obviously, that's not going to be the real name.
Of course. Yeah. I got to tell you something. I didn't expect that. I really didn't. I thought something else was going to happen. And what I expected to happen did happen, but it happened behind closed doors, so our people were not able to see it. But they did test their own streaming little thing. They had it testing on some Galaxy phone playing Halo 5, and apparently it works really well. But, you know, those streaming services, the Project Stadia and all that, they work really well when you're in the same room as the server. And we don't know how they're going to work when you're, like, miles and miles and miles away.
I think we do know how they're going to work when you're miles and miles and miles away, but nobody wants to admit it because everybody wants to be first on this. You know, this is a great new thing. It's just like with 3D TV. I mean, you don't really get a lot of clicks writing about how something is going to fail.
Yeah, you and I have both used Stadia, or the version of it. We both used it. We both came away much more impressed than we would have liked. But we both agree wholeheartedly, as people who play hardcore games, that it is not a first-run thing. It is a option.
Yeah, it's better than what you would expect, but it's definitely not the option of choice if you have better options.
Exactly. And the cool thing is we do have options, as evidenced by the list. So you got your hardware, you got all that good stuff going on. Not a lot to talk about, not very interesting, I'll be honest. So let's talk about the thing that everybody came to see, the real show, the real star.
Yeah.
Software.
We have a fair amount of new stuff on here, actually, which is interesting.
And that's good. Yeah. That's a good thing. Let's take it away, bottom from the top, as we often do.
All right. Well, again, I say new things. I guess a better way of putting it is things that don't always show up on this list than have for the past 10 years. That would include Yoshi's Crafted World, which, relatively new game, sold actually better than I would have thought. I wouldn't have guessed this would do well.
Really?
Yeah. Yoshi? I mean, I guess technically it's a Mario game, but I didn't realize this kind of soft edges Yoshi game did well. I guess it does.
You know, I haven't played. I know you reviewed it. I told you I almost have seizures looking at the trailer. But doesn't it play a little bit like the Paper Mario games, where you can like invert perspective and all that?
No, not really. It plays a bit more like a simplified version of Yoshi's Island. I think I might have mentioned the thing that got me the most about this game is in Yoshi's Island you had to kind of aim your eggs, and there was a moving reticle. And in this one you can aim directly, which kind of takes a lot of the fun out of it. It's not a bad game though.
You know, the only thing I say is that I can't tell what type of game it is just by looking at it, and it's a Yoshi game. So,
Welcome to
2019, and it's doing well. So going back up, so number 19 is also another new game.
Can you tell what kind of game this one is?
Let's see. Is it a type of game where the character designs are so bad they're going to have to delay it?
No, well, actually, I think it's more of a movie thing. Anyway, number 19 is Team Sonic Racing. I don't think I haven't played this one. Didn't I think Chris played it?
Nah, somebody played it. I know
it was Herman.
It's their big push. It's this is what's called the inevitable.
Like I played it briefly at E3, and it was, you know, it's a Sonic racing game. It works well enough for what it is. Hooray!
Every time a Mario Kart game comes out, they always sell well. And then a couple months later comes the inevitable, which is all of the racing games. You know this. We've been through this for 20 years. This is the Sonic racing game that comes after Mario Kart. It happens every time, and they're never. If I remember right, they started on the Wii, right? The Wii, then the Xbox and everything?
Sonic Racing, yeah, I think it was the Wii, yeah.
Yeah, they're not bad.
I like the ones with the different Sega characters better than the Sonic ones, specifically.
Yeah, because the Sega roster is better than the Sonic roster.
That's, yeah, no kidding about that. I mean, you had the guy from Skies of Arcadia, he was back, that was great.
I would love to see, like, Virtua Racing compete against, like, Altered Beast and Space Harrier compete against, like, Ghoulia's Thunderhead. Just make it happen. Make it happen.
Can't believe you knew the name of the door from Golden Axe. Look at that.
Oh, yeah? Ghoulia's Thunderhead in Golden Axe Revenge of Death Adder was basically Master Blaster. Remember when he sat on the giant's head and he's there cheering him on? And then he killed... Yeah. Spoilers. He kills him. He sacrifices himself, a la Star Wars, to kill Death Adder. Probably my favorite arcade game of all time, by the way.
Dropping all this Sega lore, but you know what else has a lot of lore behind it?
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed, number 18, is Assassin's Creed Odyssey. What else is there to say? It's a lot of content. I mean, maybe it gets old after a while. I thought it was pretty good. Number 17.
No. I'm going to stop you because...
Oh, boy.
No, because you're usually the one ranting about Assassin's Creed. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite games they showed at the show at E3 was from the creators of Assassin's Creed Odyssey, which was that...
What was it called? Gods and Kings? Gods and
Gods. Gods and whatever. It looks
Gods
like Breath
Monsters.
Of the Wild. It looks exactly like Breath of the Wild.
I mean, we don't know anything about it. We saw a little trailer.
But if it looks like that and plays like Assassin's Creed, I don't know how that could go wrong unless they really muck it up.
I suppose that would be nice, but we're going to have to wait and see.
Yep, so let's talk about games that nobody knows anything about.
Like Assassin's... Or rather, not Assassin's Creed. That would be great, though. Assassin's Creed Siege, no. Number 17 is Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege, which... We said what others said about this. What we haven't said is that at E3 they showed off a new Rainbow Six game. I was a little surprised.
Oh,
I thought they'd be making Siege forever.
You know what's funny? It kind of isn't it weird that this Rainbow Six Siege thing ended up becoming what Destiny was supposed to be?
This kind of non-stop updated forever sort of thing.
Yeah, like massively supported, like a really good investment, and people seem to like it. And shocking, it tends to sell. You know, if you're out there, Bungie. Which, you're not owned by Activision anymore, you can do whatever you want. By the way, I think Destiny's going free-to-play.
I think the first parts of Destiny are going to be free-to-play.
Of course. No, the whole thing, Gory. The whole thing. They don't need money. This is socialism. We'll see what happens. But no, Rainbow Six Siege, there's a new one coming. It's your new Huckleberry. You're going to be playing it for another 6 years.
You know what other game involves socialism?
What's that?
The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. It's about this big, empty field with nothing in it, and everything's destroyed. Socialism.
This is so interesting. They showed off, a 30-second clip of... They didn't even bother giving it. They just said the sequel.
The
or
sequel to Breath of the Wild. That's all it is, really.
Yeah, and people cream themselves. It's, yeah. It does look good, though, but it looks like the old game. So, I don't know. We're going to play it. You're going to play it. We're all going to play it.
Absolutely. So. We're also going to play number 15, Marvel Spider-Man. I would expect a sequel to this one, too. Or maybe not necessarily Spider-Man. Maybe they'll pick a new character and go with that. Just use the same formula.
You know, they got that Spider-Man movie coming out next month.
That's true.
Far From Home.
That's what it was, yeah.
And don't forget, the Avengers made oodles and oodles of money. And I don't know if you knew this or not, but the Spider-Man character is the one closing out that whole thing. And they're putting Avengers back in theaters this week. Did you know that? It's coming back, with new footage with Spider-Man.
Wow, really?
So they're using the movie that just came out and made $2 billion as an advertisement for the next Spider-Man. That lets you know everything you need to know about Marvel. They love their Spider-Man, yeah.
That is pretty nuts.
Oh,
hey.
And also, just a word, I got an email from Netflix today.
What's that?
The Spider-Man animated movie, the one Spider-Verse, came out on Netflix today. So if you're listening to this...
I kind of want to check that out, actually.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, it's really good, and it's really, really good looking. So, you haven't seen it? It's on Netflix. Spider-Man, get your action.
All right, pretty good. Number 14 with some action is new Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe. That's, again, we've talked about it. Like, this is the thing with these, with doing these once a month. A lot of these games just come back over and over and over again.
You know, it sounds like it could be a sandwich Or it sounds like
the
it could
new
be a car.
Super Mario Brothers U Deluxe with pickles and tomatoes.
It does. It sounds like a sandwich.
It kind of does. You know what doesn't sound like a sandwich?
Hmm.
Call of Duty Black Ops 4. Now, recently they introduced this. You know, I've only seen it on Reddit briefly, and I don't tend to click things when there because I have a survival instinct. But apparently in Black Ops 4 now, you can buy some kind of microtransaction that gives you free guns in the Battle Royale mode or something like that. I don't know. People
are real
mad about it.
You know what? I got to put a stop to this. Yeah. If you buy something, it's not free.
What?
You said if you buy something, if you might
Right. Let me rephrase then. You can buy something that gives you a gun in the Battle Royale mode. Normally you have to find them. You start with a gun. You have
an
advantage.
Right. But it's not free, right? Let's just be clear.
You're focusing on the wrong point entirely. Anyway, point
being... you know what I am. I'm a stickler because I keep hearing that bull crap everywhere. So
I wish that was all I had to worry about myself.
I will say this. Our own James McKeever saw the new reboot of Call of Duty Modern Warfare at E3, plug.
Oh.
A lot of controversy we're not going to get into because at this point I just think the controversy is completely manufactured. And so I'm not going to dignify it. But I will say this. I called it. They're going back to campaigns. And not only are they going back to campaigns, they're going back to campaigns in a very big way.
Really?
Big campaigns, multiplayer campaigns, cross-platform campaigns. So, Matt, if you're listening to this, you are completely right. People like single-player games. You can try to get rid of them, but they keep coming back because we like them. And so, yeah. So, yeah, the whole focus of the next Call of Duty will be the campaign. So, there you go.
Who would have thought? Like, you know, people make a big deal about a certain thing, and then it's not actually a thing. Cough, cough, VR. Cough, cough, 3D. Cough, cough, streaming.
Yeah, I know. Go figure. Like, it's almost like people pick what they like.
Who would have thought, right?
I know. So let's move on forward. So let's talk about someone whose name we have not mentioned on this list yet.
That guy, Tom Clancy. He's a complete newcomer. Division 2 is a good game. As with Division 1, it's seeing a lot of updates. There's lots of new stuff. If you like Division 2, there's going to be lots of it. Again, this is what Ubisoft does. They release a game, they update it for like a year. You get your money's worth out of Ubisoft. Mm. Like, no kidding about that.
That is really fun. They seem to have fixed the formula. Like, they seem to have really figured it out.
Like, people complain about, like, games as a service and all these updates. This is how you do it. Like, you release a game and you make it worth your while for a long way down the line.
And this monthly list is evidence of that it works.
It is, yeah. Like, other games that show up on this list every time for, like, 2 years now. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on the Switch. It looks great. Number 10, NBA. It's a sports game. Number 9 is Minecraft. I think that updated recently, actually.
Yeah, it's updating. You know, the Microsoft had those little announcements, and you know, they're
and there's also that Minecraft mobile game, which probably got some attention on it.
They're not. I don't think they're going multi-platform so much as they're going. They're being less resistant to multi-platform. So we'll see what happens with Minecraft. So it's I think that the reason it's on this list is the Switch version. I wish they'd break these down by platforms, but that's what I would guess.
Probably so.
Let's talk about another sports game that you love.
Let's not talk about the sports game. Let's just say it's here. Number 8 is MLB 19, the show. I know nothing about baseball.
People Number like this, though. People like this, and I just gotta say this one thing about this. Uh-huh. This is a console exclusive. So to see a sports game on a console exclusive like the PlayStation make the list is pretty impressive, because usually those things need to be spread out.
Yeah, you would think.
Yep, so speaking of multi-platform games that people love...
Number 7 is Red Dead Redemption 2. Do people still love it? I guess they do if they're still buying it. I'm a little shocked. I didn't think the online of this one had the kind of longevity you would expect, but no, here it is again.
Well, this game was in the news last week for the weirdest reason. Yeah. So they are making a new James Bond movie. They haven't given a name. It's called James Bond 25. It's the last one with, what's his name? David Craig. What's his name? Craig?
Daniel
Craig, there we go.
Yeah.
So apparently the movie's plagued with production problems, but the one thing they're blaming, this is the craziest thing, they're blaming the director. His name is Cary Fukunaga. I think that's how you pronounce it. Apparently the rumor is that he has a video game addiction and that he's playing Red Dead Redemption so much that it's causing delays on the movie. And he came
really?
Out. Yeah, he came out and he responded. He's like, look at my progress bar. I haven't progressed this. And he went all into detail about Red Dead Redemption 2. And he's like, it's taking me away from the game.
Yeah,
I'm so
nuts.
Sorry, Cary. I'm so sorry. I have one thing to say. So we were testing some TVs for the site last week, and we came across, and I don't know if it's available, so don't get your knickers in a bunch, but we came across a 4K 50-inch TV at Walmart, some weird brand Oni or something.
Really?
$149.
Wow, that's it?
We were testing this. When we tested it with certain things, it looked bland, but when we tested it with an Xbox One X with Red Dead Redemption, and it looked surprisingly good. this game looks good on everything. Like, give Rockstar credit. This game transcends time and space. It looks good on anything you put it on. So I'm not going to give the TV credit for Rockstar's $100 million production values. But, yeah, it looks good. But I still haven't finished it.
I mean, I've talked about this game a few times before. It is, you got to be in the right mood for it. You know what game you can play anytime, though? Smash Bros. Ultimate, number 6.
The happiest game ever made.
It's pretty great. I mean, Banjo-Kazooie's in it now.
Yeah, that's the thing I was talking about. It's something else. It exists outside. It's one of those things where I think, like, I wouldn't be surprised to see, like, Kratos in this game at some point. I know that sounds nuts, but it's one of those things where you acknowledge that it's popular and you either work with it or because you don't work against it. It's too popular for that. It's too beloved. So don't hang on Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Everybody likes this game. Do you like this game?
I do. I love this game. It's great.
I know. I have never even played it, and I love it too.
Who doesn't? Everybody also loves Grand Theft Auto 5. That's number 5, ironically enough.
Oh, man. You know Grand Theft Auto?
I'm still shocked it's not on the Switch, but give it time.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm actually genuinely surprised. So, moving forward, going up the list.
Number 4 is Rage 2. That's a little surprising. I didn't really think this would chart at all, but here it is.
Yeah, that's the rockiest of roads. They've salvaged a franchise. And
they did. You know it's a shockingly decent game, all told.
It's shockingly decent. It's not... Look, you and I have talked about this. It's not the greatest game in the world. To me, if you're really jonesing for Doom Eternal, which, by the way, was all over E3, by the way.
Oh, of course. Fantastic.
All over the place. That's going to be... Like, the fact that they're releasing it in November means Bethesda has balls of steel to put that game in November. That's all I have to say.
Balls of steel.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean. Like you feel it too. Like, there's hype for this game in the way the first one wasn't, which could destroy it. But yeah, if you really want to play Doom Eternal, but you can't wait, play Rage 2. It will satiate a little bit.
Probably so. Yeah, it does feel a lot like that recent Doom, honestly. You know what I mean.
Well, the thing is, you know, like you basically it is Doom where you have to go to those. You know, you played it. You have to go to those. What do they call them? Those. Camps, and you basically have to eradicate. That's pretty much all Rage is Doom.
Yeah.
It's not as well done, the developer's not as good, but it is what it is, and it's 1,000 times better than the first Rage. So forget the first Rage existed, just start with number 2. It's like Star Trek, we just Wrath of Khan onward. So, moving forward.
Yeah, moving forward. Number 3 is Total War 3 Kingdoms. I'm still working on a review for this one. It is a complex game. I've played a few of the Total Wars before this one, and never really got the hang of them, but having it put in front of me, like, you know, you got to play this, learn it to really understand it, to write about it. Woo, it's,
this is my surprise. I did not expect to see this game on this list. This is
actually one of the best-selling PC exclusives in, I think, ever.
Yeah, but it's on console now, too, isn't it?
No, it's not.
This is a PC game only.
I think it's PC exclusive, yeah.
Go figure. You know, but it's complex. That shows the market can support complexity. And I like that.
Yeah. Crazy, right? You know what else the marketing and support? More zombie games. Days Gone. you know, I played it. I wrote about it. If you are somehow not tired of the Walking Dead sort of gritty southern take on zombies, then Days Gone is for you. And honestly, it's made really well. You wouldn't expect anything less given that it's a Sony exclusive and they spent a lot of money on it.
I was wrong. Nope, we were wrong. Total War 3 Kingdoms is on another platform.
What's that?
It's on Mac and Linux.
Whatever.
it's broadening. It's on Mac, baby.
Anyway, Days Gone. It's a zombie game. Number 1 is Mortal Kombat 11. Probably one of my favorites of the past few months. I still play it all the time.
That's shocking. That's very shocking. Like, to beat. Wasn't it number 1 last month?
It was, yeah. It's been doing really well. Just had some DLC come out for it, actually. You get to play as Shang Tsung.
Woo! Shang Tsung. There's a rumor that Ash from Evil Dead,
Spawn. Yeah.
See, this is exactly like Smash Brothers. It's they can use this game as a platform to introduce
you know
characters.
That Injustice 2, the last one of this sort of game, had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in it.
You know they just came out with a Batman versus Ninja Turtles movie?
Really?
Batman versus Ninja Turtles. It's on you can read the review on Popstar, I'm not joking. You like the Injustice games. I find the art style repulsive, like to the point where I cannot support it. I know that sounds trivial and petty.
It is.
But, you know, one of the big games at E3 had a similar problem. It was the Avengers.
Sure.
And I don't know if I'm happy or sad to say that other people agreed that the art style is ugly. Like, I don't want my cynicism to be the norm.
I honestly, I don't honestly tend to think that the modern Marvel movies slash this Marvel Cinematic Universe style of superheroes, where we really like drastically tone them down to make them more appealing to the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I care for it that much myself. I don't think it's quite as hideous as you say, but it's probably not as appealing as it
could
be.
No. See, you're confusing it. You're talking about the cinematic universe, right?
Right, and it's the style that's been popular lately. I mean, again, we see it with The Walking Dead as well, ironically enough, where...
No, I'm saying the Avengers game they showed at E3 looked nothing like that. It looked like Injustice. It looked ugly and generic, and just the characters were completely redesigned. Do you remember Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite?
Yes.
And how those look nothing like the Marvel characters from the movies.
Oh, dear, it's that bad, huh?
It's pretty bad. And right. Look, the game could be fun. I'm not criticizing the game. I'm just saying there's something about video game designers where they default to ugly. Like, it's a mix. Like, if Phoenix from Gears of War, like, mated with Wonder Woman from Injustice, that's what the babies would look like.
I'll pass on that.
I mean, the game could be good, but the art style is lacking. That's all I have to say. So, but Mortal Kombat 11, I got to tell you, you were right about this one. It was it's very popular. People seem to like it. So, and I believe this is the first time in years that a fighting game has been number one for 2 months in a row. That's amazing. Good job, Warner Brothers. Good
nice
job.
Work.
Great job. So, again, I would love to see the breakdown of this. I would love to see the breakdown of platforms. Matt, you guys used to do that. You should do it again. But that would probably embarrass one of the platforms. So, yeah, I see this game everywhere, Corey. You like it? Maybe I'll give it a try.
You should.
Maybe I'll try it on Switch and play it as God intended.
Yikes.
Actually, I heard it's pretty good. All right, so that's a lot of games, a lot of them new. That's good. We went to E3. We had a lot of fun. I'll put a link to our podcast in there. I think that's it. It's going to be fun to see what happens with all the sales because there's a lot of stuff coming out.
I'm looking forward to it.
But we're going to have to wait for that because for now we got to get going, and that means you've been listening to the Pop Star Podcast. We've been talking about NPD numbers for May 2019. And for all those people who have listened throughout the year, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Podcast sounds better than ever thanks to listener support, which is lacking, but could be better. And with that, like us, all that cool stuff. Corey, sir, thank you once again. We'll see everybody on
the next level.
See, it's a team effort, like Fozzie and Kermit. Bye-bye!
You've been listening to the Pop Zara Podcast. For more exciting content, check out popzara.com for the latest on games, movies, tech, and more.